for the Lord God Almighty is. Yes, raise your voice and say,
hallelujah.
Sing.
Hello, hello everybody, and welcome to the Journey Home Outreach Ministries online radio show. I'm your presiding pastor, Pastor McCarty, Chicago-based poet known as Sister Pucci, and we're here for the Young Adults for Christ, YA4C, show for August 2019. The title of this show is Don't Worry, and I am going to jump into, the reading of the Word, because that is what we need to sustain ourselves in this world and to help the devil flee from us. We need to know the Word of God and use that Word of God against the devil, just like Jesus did. Whenever the devil tempted him or questioned him, it was always, "My Father's will, whatever my Father's will is." That's who we rely on, the great I am. No one else comes before him, and no one else can do anything besides him. All right, everyone, let's start off from Matthew's 6th chapter, the 25th to the 34th verse. I read in the mighty name of Jesus. Now, this is the New International Version. Please read whatever version is comfortable for you. But it reads, "Therefore, I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothes? Look at the birds in the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them, are you much more valuable than they? Can any one of you, by worrying, add a single hour to your life? We waste time worrying. Once we give something to our Savior, once we present that petition to God in the name of Jesus Christ, we should not worry about it anymore. We should not worry about our simple provisions, because in Psalms, the 23rd chapter, it says, "The Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want." That ties in to the New Testament, where Jesus comes out and says, we cannot add any more time to our life by worrying. The world is full of trouble, so we're going to be worried all the time if we continue to focus on what's going on in the world instead of what's going on spiritually with yourself. Now, when we start to worry, we have to remember that God takes the flowers that are here today and thrown in the fire tomorrow, but yet they stand in their splendor. We have to remember everything God created, everything He created is beautiful and wonderful, but we are His most precious creation. So He takes care of the birds. If He takes care of the flowers, He is going to take care of you, because we are more valuable to Him than any of those things. All right, everybody. A couple of things, announcements that for the church. I want you to join me on the 29th of August for our first edition of Mind, Body, and Soul with Dr. LaHood. Now, this series is going to be dealing with different mental health issues about stress, worrying, PTSD, things like that. And so I'm excited to have this on our platform. It's something that the Lord said, bring forth, because in this world, we're seeing more and more evil and more things that we were never meant to see. And sometimes it gets hard to navigate. And hopefully Mind, Body, and Soul will bring both the spiritual and the clinical together for you so that you may get through these trying times. All right, everybody, we are ready to start this show. I am ready to get it kicked off. Like I said, this is Young Adults for Christ. Don't worry, everybody. We're going to start this show off with a bang, with spiritual peace, with Don't Do It. Everybody, here we go.
Still all about his business, though, to one night his life changed. At his homie's party, got drunk, toe up, taking shots, introduced to that white stuff. First sniffing, then smoking.
Take it to the vein to get the pain. Get high, don't it feel good?
Daddy, you don't look so good. Lost weight, lost faith, lost his job too. Still in selling line, fighting to get high. His family look at him like, man, this ain't the same guy I used to know. Why daddy don't come through no more? Why daddy so skinny for?
Daddy gone, he ain't hurt no more.
Hit his knees, God forgive him though.
Stick a needle in your wrist, let me feed you slow.
They ain't seen them in weeks, found them dead asleep.
Don't
kill
yourself.
Don't do it, don't do it, don't do it, don't let the devil fool you.
Commit suicide.
Don't do it, don't do it, don't do it, don't let him take your life.
I'ma help you kill yourself.
Don't do it, don't do it, don't.
A quiet guy, love school but hate the goal. Every day, same old same, teased about his clothes. They call a punk, call a sissy, made him feel low. pushed down all the time, bloody elbows. Till one day your voice came to take his soul.
You follow me, you will never feel pain no more.
He went home through his bag, then he slammed the door, fell to the floor instead of praying. He started saying, I'ma get him. Went to his father's closet, grabbed his shoebox, took the pistol out, put it in his lunchbox, wrote a note, stuffed it in his sock. Next day, lunchtime, nothing but murder on his mind. As he stands in the line, he start to think, should I do it?
Yeah, do it, just do it, don't think.
He started shooting students, screaming and running. Squad ran in the building, then he was confronted. They said freeze, he shot back, they put six in his stomach.
Don't do it,
don't do it, don't do it, don't let the devil fool you.
Commit suicide.
Don't do it, don't do it, don't do it, don't let him take your life.
Man, she super high. Breast showing, belly showing, skirt squeezing on the thigh. Ladder stain up in the park, belly filled with that Bacard. Now she about to get loose, sipping on that Grey Goose. No respect for what body do, feeling on her body. Her girl even told her stop it, but she pop, lock and drop it. Sex on the mat, so she give her number to the dude. He whisper in her ear,
you can get it if you want to.
Now they in the man's room, in the stall, going down. Dude had A, she didn't know, now she got it. Now she pull her thong up, now she back on the dance floor. Dude wasn't enough, still sipping, trying to find more. Ran into a dude that she knew back from high school. Told her girl's piece, rolling out with him, thought it was cool. She didn't know he was tripping off at PCP. She told him no, he started the rape, but grabbed her throat and didn't let her go.
Don't do it, don't do it, don't do it, don't let the devil fool you.
Commit suicide.
All right, everybody, that was Spiritual Peace, but Don't Do It. And I just want to remind you that our opening song is sung by Donnie McKirkland, and it's called Agnes Die. And everybody, we're going to keep moving on with the show because that's what we do best. All right, next up on our mic is Danielle Woodson, and she's going to be talking about how hard that is hard out here, okay? Because we all know that it's really, really hard out here, and it's hard to keep our head up. But we have Jesus Christ to get us through. Everybody, here's Danielle Woodson with Hard Out There. Here we go.
Hustlers, or you're down with the clique. Sick and tired of being bullied, I thought I'd give myself a name. Make me a reputation, got caught up in the game. So I hung out on the corners till they called me a thug. Had my pants pulled down low to show how hard I really was. And everywhere that I went, my name went with me. I didn't realize that the enemy was working inside me. All I know is it felt good to be loved so much. Though the people I had around me, I knew I couldn't trust. And when I looked in the mirror, I didn't like what I saw. Cause when I laid my head down at night, my mind had no peace. Then a voice deep inside me said, you know you ain't right. Would your soul be ready for me if I took it tonight? Man.
Lord, it's getting kinda hard out here. And I don't see no God out here, but I'm trying here. But brothers and sisters are out here dying here. And Lord, if I put my trust in you, promise that you'll guide me through like I need you to. I'm calling you now, so tell me what I should do.
When I was older, I was trapped in a curse. Because I grew up in church, and that only made things worse. I didn't have a role model of what a saved life was, because all the Christians that I knew, I put them up at the club. And when we got around each other, they cursed just like me, they drank just like me, still puffing on trees. So I thought that I was in, kept living my life in sin, kept staying out all night for whatever I could get in. It's not that I didn't have a conscience, I just gave it no thought. I forgot that you said my soul had been bought. It seems the more things change, the more they stay the same. My mouth kept getting me in trouble, my pride did the same. Not knowing that going to church doesn't make everything alright. Not knowing how far away I really was from Christ. Not knowing if you came tonight and took me in my bed. Not knowing if you came tonight, tomorrow I'll be dead.
Man. Lord, it's getting kinda hard out of here. And I don't see no God out here, but I'm trying here. Brothers and sisters are out here dying here. And Lord, if I put my trust in you, promise that you got me through like I need you to. I'm calling you now, so tell me what I should do. Oh Lord, it's getting kinda hard out here. And I don't see no God out here, but I'm trying here. Brothers and sisters are out here dying here. And Lord, you know what I'm going through, so tell me that you got me through, cause I need you to.
Man, I've tried to live right. I've even tried to live holy. And even though I repent, my sins are still right before me. And I've done so much stuff that church life just bores me. I done so much stuff, Lord, I feel like you ignore me. So I try to live right, but in the back of my mind, I know my sins can catch up to me. And you'll be back anytime. So what do I do now with this life that I have? Cause the way that I'm living, I'm heading nowhere fast. All I got left is my name and bill collectors on my back. I got 3 kids and no job, and you wanna tell me how to act? Forget that. Lord, hope you hear me, cause I'm losing this fight. Feel like the only thing I have left is to take my own life.
Shh, but wait. Since when I hear a voice in my ear that the devil is a liar, cause no matter what I'm here, put your trust in me, you know I'll lead the way. Just lay your life before me, everything will be okay. You know all the old things pass away, and you know I was with you every time you prayed. And you know I'll be waiting every time you fall. You know I'll be there waiting every time you call. So all those heavy burdens should pack on, just all you do is bring them to the sun. And even though you feel our home is gone, look back and you'll see two footsteps became one.
Father God, I think I got it right. See, I can't take my life, I have no right. So now I give you praise all of my days, cause now I know that Jesus is the way. Father, now my life has just begun, so open up your arms, cause here I come. Holy Spirit, lead me to the light, cause now I know that Jesus is the Christ.
Lord, even though it's hard out here, now I know my God's out here, alive in here. I'm walking in light, so now I have no fear. And Lord, now I have my trust in you, cause now I know you'll guide me through like I need you to. So if you need them, stand up, someone put your hands up. Lord, even though it's hard out here, now I know my God's out here, cause he's alive in here. I'm walking in light, so now I have no fear. And Lord, now I have my trust in you, cause now I know you'll guide me through like I need you to. So if you need to stand up, someone put your hands up.
Come to me, all whose work is hard, whose load is heavy, and I will give you rest.
Yes, 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 that was Daniel Wilson with Heart Out Here. Everybody, if you just tuned in, you're listening to the Journey Home Outreach Ministries online radio show. I'm your presiding pastor, Pastor McCarty, Chicago-based poet known as Sister Poochie, and we are here for another wonderful, wonderful day of praising and worshiping the Lord. everybody, I want to go back to the reading of the word, because that's the reason that we're here. And then we're reading from Matthew's, the 6th chapter, the 25th to the 34th verse. And the addition of the show is Don't Worry. So therefore, that is what I'm going to read about. And I read in the mighty name of Jesus, therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. If not, is not life more than food, and the body more than clothes? Look at the birds in the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? Can anyone at any one of you, by worrying, add a single hour to your life? People, we cannot add time to our life, and we spend and waste time worrying, especially since our Savior is telling us, don't worry, God has your back. He takes care of all his creations, and we're the most valuable. So everyone, when things begin to get dark, go to Matthew 6th chapter, the 25th to the 34th verse. And also go to Psalms, the 23rd chapter, which begins, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. So that ties into this. Everybody, don't worry. God has everything under control. He knows what you need, and he is going to be there to provide it for you. Okay, everyone, we're going to kick this up a little bit more. The next up on the mic is Holy Ghost Party. And this is like by... Oh my goodness, Holy Ghost Party, Roslyn. All right, everybody. I had to think there for a minute. All right, we're going to kick it off. Everybody, here is Holy Ghost Party.
Young people, come on and stand up. We're going to catch the Holy Ghost Spirit up ahead tonight. Mr. 418, don't listen to what nobody else got to tell you. If you feel like the Holy Ghost going through your body, I want everybody to get up and praise with me.
Everybody, let's go. Come on.
Everybody, let your hands together. Just have a Holy Ghost start with me.
Come on.
Bring somebody and dance together. Just have a Holy Ghost start with me. Everybody, let your hands together. Just have a Holy Ghost start with me. Bring somebody and dance together. Just have a Holy Ghost start with me.
It's time to let them know that it's tornado. 418, so all my saints here, let's make the double go. Time to kick them in the face, put them out of this place, cause I don't play around at all when it comes to my space. So all my Christians here, rapping you stay, and I don't mean throwing up that gang sign play. I mean here and now, right on this holy ground. Time to put your hands up and tell them we don't play around. Here we go again, now talking to my friends, trying to make them understand that I'ma do this to the end. Time to take it up a notch, hope we hit the right spot, cause a Holy Ghost party that we know don't stop. So show me what you got, just like the sun, I'm blazing hot while I praise his name on the block. Through all the problems that I go through, it doesn't stop me from doing things that I want to.
We can't stop. Let's go.
Everybody, let your hands together. Just have a Holy Ghost start with me. Bring somebody and dance together. Just have a Holy Ghost start with me.
Kick the devil out of here.
Everybody, let your hands together. Just have a Holy Ghost start with me.
It's a new day.
Bring somebody and dance together. Just have a Holy Ghost start with me.
If I had a choice whether to live or die, I think I'd rather die first than come back alive. Ride the flat line like Steven Seagal and half past dead. I'm sure that y'all already know this is a celebration, also dedication, cause he's amazing, that's why I'm praising. I'm in amazement from the scriptures I read, especially that one they call Luke 418. It's got me pulling aside how quick families divide till I actually realize what's going on inside. Cause the Lord is my shepherd, I have no fear. His grace and mercy is what got me here.
That's right.
My life, soul, buddy, your friend, he's God, the beginning and the end. He's the reason for the season, so it's my duty to carry this out to all the people in need.
Everybody, let your hands together. Just have a Holy Ghost start with me. Bring somebody and dance together. Just have a Holy Ghost start with me. Everybody, let your hands together. Just have a Holy Ghost start with me. Bring somebody and dance together. Just have a Holy Ghost start with me.
100 miles and running, I can't keep on going with the Lord on my side, so I keep on flowing. You can't tell me nothing when I get on the beat. As long as I got prayer with me, that keeps me in the street. Now I'm a soul survivor with one last chance, one last fight. All in one night, trying to make things right. Young kids packed in the neighborhood, subtracting. Nobody knows what happened. Now that we in the party, time to get naughty. Chilling in the club with my dudes and my shorties. You don't need an ID for you to get in, but if you come attend my party, make sure you bring a friend. Because me without a party's conversing without laces, nerds without braces, words without spaces. It's a Holy Ghost party, a celebration. Before you walk through the door, I need your invitation.
Everybody like your hands together and just have a Holy Ghost party with me.
Come on,
bring somebody and dance together and just have a Holy Ghost party with me.
All my people say,
everybody like your hands together and just have a Holy Ghost party with me.
Get that going.
Bring somebody and dance together and just have a Holy Ghost party with me.
Hey,
everybody put your hands together and just have a Holy Ghost party with me.
Come on,
bring somebody and dance together and just have a Holy Ghost party with me.
All my people on the left, all my people on the right. Put your hands in the air, just praise tonight. We're gonna put them up, we're gonna praise his name. So all my people in the house, let's praise tonight. Come on.
All right, that was Holy Ghost Party by Christian rapper, not Rosalyn. She has a song similar to that. But anyway, we are going to keep rolling on, and it's time for the Gospel House Mix by Sister Poochie, and this is called a Kevin Bowen mixdown because, you know, he is one of the innovators and founders of Gospel House, and we're going to check him out. All right, everybody, get up. The reason for the dance breaks, stop, let me tell you that. The reason for the dance breaks is for you to get up and praise God for 15 minutes, thinking about what the artist is, or the DJ, which is myself, is trying to convey by the mixes and the words and the songs that we use. There's a message within the mix. The most important thing, though, is that it's going to make you focus on God, the Holy Spirit, or the Father. I'm talking about that Holy Trinity for 15 minutes, giving them praise. Now, if you don't like the music and you don't like the beat, still think of what God has done good for you and praise him for 15 minutes because he made us to praise him. So everybody, get up off your feet and let's give God some praise. Of course, if you can't, like me, you give him a hand clap or a finger snap. Everybody, let's get going. Sister Poochie's Kevin Bowen Mixdown. And here we go.
DJ. DJ.
Thank you. in the service of the Lord. Now let us kneel, kneel in the altar. Let us kneel, kneel in the altar. Let us kneel, kneel in the altar. He will
DJ, 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 DJ.
All right, that was the Sister Pusties, Kenny Boyne, Mixdown Mix for the month for YA4C, Yielding Adults for Christ. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Journey Home Outreach Ministries online radio show. This is the edition of Young Adults for Christ. The title of the show is Don't Worry, Everybody. And we're going to keep on moving with the music. Next up on the mic is R4 by Victory. No, it's Victory by R4, excuse me. And this was produced by our very own DJ Shaheem, everybody. So get up off your feet. Let's go.
Check this out. We're gonna do a song that you never heard before.
In the way I live, this ain't business, this ain't music. This is what I teach my kids. We never fold up, we never fall back, we never relent. And what you call that? It's being sold out above all that. We believe him and give it all back. I am perfect in my purpose, and my worth is in my service. And my thirst is for true worship. And you can learn about it all in my verses. I'm just a young boy from the south side of Chi-Town. I represent.
I never be insane, cause he showed me that there's nothing I should.
Alright, everybody, that was Victory by R4, and he Relentless Forever. I love that part because we have to be relentless. We have to stand our ground toward the devil, and we just must keep, be relentless forever, everybody. Just handle it the way that Jesus did. Handle it the way that Jesus did. Use the word of God against the devil, everybody. Use the word against the devil. He will flee. That's a promise made to us by our Heavenly Father. Okay, next up on the mic is G86 with At the Cross. And here we go.
I give you my life. I lay it raw. Satisfaction found in you, not a shopping mall, not a basketball. I know I've been called to give you glorious, mandatory. I stand in awe of your presence, such a blessing that in love I fall with who you are, bright and morning star. I was dead but resurrected in your open arms. I am just a man, you're the living God. I am under grace and not under law. Give you all of me, cause on the cross you gave it all. You redeemed my soul, washed away my sin. Lord, you made me whole, so for you I live. Deserving of your sovereign grace. Through the good and bad times, I will seek your face. You were always on time, you were never late. You were full of love, you alone are great. When temptation comes to you, I run you my escape. This a marathon I'm on, not a drag race. So on you I wait, laying down my life. Lord, I need you, and to please you is my appetite. You're my guiding light, I'm a sacrifice. Holy, holy, help me every day to live right. When I'm weak and strong, you become my sight. You will be done in your perfect might.
I will lift my hands, surrendering all. I give you my life. I lay it on the cross. I will lift my hands, surrendering all. I give you my life. I lay it on the cross. I lay it down, won't pick it up.
Amen. What else can you say but amen? I'm so glad we can lay all our problems, our burdens, anything that's bothering us, we can lay it at the altar. Lay it at the cross, everyone. That was G86 featuring Cali Cows with At the Cross. Everybody, let's get back to the reading of the word. If you're just joining me and you're listening to the Journey Home Outreach Ministries online radio show. And we're coming from Matthew, the 6th chapter, the 25th through the 34th verse. And it says, therefore, I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothes? Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet their heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? Can any one of you, by worrying, add a single hour to your life? What is the point of worrying is what Jesus is trying to say. What is the point of worrying? It only waste your time. It doesn't add to your time. It wastes your time. Because in Psalms, the 23rd chapter, God said, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." And in Matthew, the 6th chapter, Jesus is saying that God takes care of the flowers, He takes care of the birds, He takes care of everything He's created. We are the most valuable thing He's created. Why don't we think He will take care of us? Everyone, we must have blessed assurance, no matter what is going on in your life, no matter what you're facing, that God will take care of you. He promised that. He promised it. And so when the devil tells you that everything is going crazy and you need to worry about everything, just remind yourself what Jesus said in Matthew. All right, everybody. It is time for our resident DJ, DJ Shaheem, mix for the month for YA4C. Now, this is a brand new mix by DJ Shaheem, and of course I have not listened to it because I like to experience DJ Shaheem right along with you. So without further ado, our resident DJ, DJ Shaheem, let's bring him home. It's the dance break again, everybody. Get off your feet. 15 minutes. Praise the Trinity. Praise them, praise them, praise them. Praise the Trinity, everybody. Here we go.
You're in the mix.
In the mix.
With DJ Shaheem.
Let's go. I don't know what you're going through, but we stop by to tell you that what's in front of you is bigger than what's behind you. Your destiny, your promise, your future. You might as well shout before you get it, because God sent me here to tell you that what He has for you is gonna be big. That it's my season.
That it's my season.
You ought to declare that over your own life. Say, I believe.
And I believe.
That it's my time.
That it's my time.
It's my time.
It's my time.
And I can feel it.
And I can feel it.
Say, breakthroughs in the room.
Breakthroughs in the room.
It's yours if you want it. Anticipating. God's getting ready to move.
God's getting ready to move.
Listen, you ought to declare this over your own life. Say it.
For I know
God, He's working
a miracle
just for me.
Just for me.
And it's gonna be.
Why God's gonna open up windows of heaven,
oh,
pour me out a blessing.
I won't have room
to contain it.
I can see the light.
Shine your light.
mountain. God showed up
and gave me my portion.
And gave me my portion.
Yeah.
Say I.
No need to try to hide it in, I can't even conceal it. The old me is buried, there's no need to try and dig it. They like, what's that they feeling? Now listen, the Holy Spirit, woo! Hold up, I'm on my X18N. I was living crooked, now the Spirit got me straight in. No looking back, God early, so I'm late in. You can feel it like the wind, can't see it like a ghost. God, yeah, he gon' win, this world do the most. Gotta stay away from sin, with Satan, don't toast. Oh my Lord, I'm breaking both. I can do this on my own, feel chills on my skin. The Spirit deep in my bones, I confess. Jesus Christ has come in the flesh. 1 John 4:2, please read verse 3. Death is where the curse be, not where the hurts be. Holy Spirit has me clean, talk to him, shine.
Yeah, come on, come on. I can feel it. Hold up, Shaheen.
I can feel it. They say they know about it, but honestly, they not with it. It start with your heart, so really, I just don't get it. Renewing of your lids, you not one of God's kids. Come on, hold up, let me talk to the people. I ran with them so I can walk with the people. The Holy Spirit real, it will lead you, it's a teacher. And today, in this world, it's a comforter, a keeper. I slept during the day, I was a late night creeper. I didn't even numbers on my waist, just like a beaver. I'm just trying to reach her, the lost, sick, and the blind. I'm just trying to teach her, the cost quit, I don't mind, I'll free. All me, nope, that's all he. We all be falling short, so we calling on his name, only begotten, the best son. Hold up, wait a minute, just one question.
Yeah, come on. Okay, I got a shot.
Alright. Ooh, alright, that was our resident, the very own, our resident DJ, DJ Shaheem, everybody. I did not listen to any of his mixes before I play him on the air, and that got my spirit going. I was trying not to say hallelujah while it was on, but hallelujah, DJ Shaheem. That was an out of sight mix, and I love the way he ended it. Cause can you feel it? Can you feel the love? Can you feel Christ? Can you feel it? They're there for us. Let me get back to the reading of the word. The show is winding down really quick. It comes from Matthew, the 6th chapter, 25th to the 34th verse. Now, this is something I want you to meditate on. I want you to pray to the Holy Spirit. Pray to Christ to have the Holy Spirit unleash those mysteries of the Bible for you. And 3, always pray for God, to God. For wisdom, because he said, anyone who asks for wisdom, he will give it to them, because he wants us to be complete. So everyone, just ask for that wisdom and ask for understanding and think about this verse all week. All right, it reads as so. Therefore, I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more than food and the body more than clothes? Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet the Heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? Can any one of you, by worrying, add a single hour to your life? We cannot worry. It takes time away from our life when we worry, because we're wasting our time worrying about provisions that God already said that he was going to provide for you. I'm going to say that again. We spend more time worrying about our provisions than being blessed assured that God will provide it for us. Psalms 23rd chapter starts out, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." And what Jesus is saying here is you don't have to worry about any of these things, because look at what God does for the least of his creation. So why do we think he's going to give us anything less? Everyone, we have to remember that God only wants the best for us. We are his children. We are part of him. He said we are made in his likeness. And so what he did with his son, and was he sent to his son, so that we will have a conduit, a connection to God again, once we lost that connection. And so what Jesus is saying is, no matter what you've done, no matter what you've done, I will forgive your sins if you confess them to me. And besides that, I'm going to remind you of everything God promised you. And through our Savior, we shall receive every promise of the Bible. The only way to God is through Christ. So the relationship you have with our Savior, who is telling us not to worry, is what is going to dictate what goes on in your life. So have a personal relationship with Christ. Tell him what you want. Tell him what you need. And then just be patient and have blessed assurance that they're going to give it to you. All right, everybody. This show is winding down real fast, but we're going to play a couple more songs. So next up on the mic is Renaki Chaney with "Looking Back," everybody. Hold on one second. Of course, you know, every show there's a song that I can't pull up, so I didn't want to disappoint you guys by doing something different. "Looking Back" by Renaki Chaney, everybody. Enjoy.
Over my life, looking back, over my life.
I'm just a man, my daddy told me he would hold me and explain, telling me that living the right path was covered by his pain. He knew the Lord's word, but it didn't help him in his presence, so he chose to live his own life away from God's presence. Got a girl pregnant, she became his first wife. 3 kids later, couldn't take commitment, he continued his own life. Met my mama as a teen, made her feel just like a queen. 10 months later, had my brother popping on the scene, but he wasn't ready to be a daddy. He never did hug him. He repeated the cycle, left my mama by herself. But he did come back with his baggage in his hands. Beat my mama in the head, made my brother be a man. He later cleaned up his act and asked my mom to marry him. She forgave his past sins and then she buried them. They got married in the sticks. I wish I could remember it, but I was just a kid growing up in mama's stomach. Then they became one that day. Everything my mama prayed, you think they live happily, cause that's what the movies say, but in the movies they get paid. This is real life, no script to be read, so we keep praying that it gets better instead.
Over my life, looking back, over my life, looking back.
See, we speaking in tongues and we singing in runs, but it means nothing at all if we ain't speaking in love. Because mama cussed out daddy and then issued us hugs, and my mama had a problem controlling her mouth, but she was kind in front of company cause we was from the south. Yes ma'am, yes sir, but my mama called me inserts. Came to Pittsburgh and they like to call me inser. Met Jesus Christ and he called me new creature. Born again in this plane, got married to a man. I'ma show you love the only way I know I can. The generational sin, I took my marriage in a predicament where I have to learn love again. So I start at square one, and that's the word of God. It says love is patient and love is kind. It says love is God and our God is alive. It does not envy, brag, or boast, knowing God is the main. It's not proud or rude, it lets God be the ruler. Not self-seeking or easily angered, teaching you
to bear with your Christian family and strangers. It keeps no records of the wrongs you do. Not delighting in evil, but rejoicing with the truth. It's there to protect and it's always gonna trust. It's always gonna hope, yes, that is love. And it always perseveres because love never fails. At the end of the day, when these three remain, you got faith, hope, and love stands above. While the other two can't even touch.
Over my life, looking at. Over my life, looking
at. I'm just a man, my daddy told me he would hold me and explain. Telling me that living the right path was covered by his pain. Now I'm left with the sins of my parents. Got the shame, the pride, and I struggle with the arrogance. My arrogance won't let Jesus Christ come in. Cause mama taught me perfect perfection. You see, I imitated what I saw, repeated everything I thought. My parents loved the love I felt like many generations in the cycle I got caught. I'm not mad, mom and dad, but I can't pass on what I never did have. So I pass on everything I lack. And I pass that to my kids, and they pass it right back. It's a sad thing to see your kids carrying your slack. That's why I wish that we could bring it back to when I was a little girl. Create a different world where you tell me about Jesus and you really try to teach him and you really do believe him and you show me in your actions so I really do see him. And when you sin, show me how you ask for forgiveness. And like a babe, show me how you really wean it when you're really leaning in repentance.
Looking at. Over my life, 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 looking at.
All right, everybody, that was Renee Cheney with Looking Back. Woo! This show is running down. I got time for one more song, so we're gonna go with Break Free by Project Oasis. Everybody, if you want to be heard on the radio show, if you are a musician, spoken word artist, DJ, a singer, and you want to be heard, all you have to do is submit an MP3 or a WAV file to Journey Home Outreach Ministries. @gmail.com. That's Journey Home Outreach Ministries @gmail.com. The name of the ministry @gmail.com. You can definitely send it in and someone will contact you and let you know when you will be debuted on the show. Everyone, it's a free platform for you. We are now heard on iHeartRadio. So if you're an iHeartRadio listener, please look up Sister Pucci, SISTAPOOCHIE, Minister McCarty, MCCARTY. Either one of those words will pop me up and it'll say Minister McCarty / Sister Pucci. I'm dressed in orange and that is what you click on. And please follow us on iHeartRadio. We would appreciate that very, very much if you do that. All right. Ooh, let's just keep moving on. Like I said, next up on the mic is Project Oasis with Break Free. And here we go.
Who I am, they are so different. then spring brings in new life again. The four seasons, which be the one you settle in? Look, no settling for sin in this drought, boy, that's treason. The Israelites wandered through that desert 40 years for a reason. Even Adam and Eve, when tempted and deceived by that serpent that the tree did, eating with insight into enlightenment, consequence the fall, evicted out of Eden. But autumn events couldn't prevent the one who interceded. Though coldly mistreated, the sweet blood was pleaded to cover the deep-seated depravity of humanity. Vanity of vanities, the life without God, Jesus Christ the Lord. See, I know this life is hard. Snakes up in your yard, even in the winter, they below the surface like some sharks. Hard to make the part like a nappy head, but instead of trying to shoot them dead, give them bread and give them shed. And on his head, you could tread like a sled. That being said, we made it through the darkest night. Blossom like a butterfly, take flight with the rights, liberation.
Alright, alright, that was Break Free by Project Oasis, everyone. And like I said, the show is rolling down. I want you all to go visit our website, www.jhom.org. That's jhom.org. At their site, you'll find everything that about JHOM, what we're all about. You can see who actually works on the ministry. And also, there's a place there for you to give if your heart so desires, so that we continue to spread the word around the world. We're 501c3 non-for-profit organization. All donations are tax deductible in the United States. And if, again, God loves a cheerful giver. If you're getting food from us, please seed in us. All right, everybody. Next week is DJ Shaheem's mix show. Shine Your Light mix show. So that's an hour long mix by DJ Shaheem. I'm really excited about it. Of course, I haven't listened to that yet. So join me next Saturday for DJ Shaheem's Shine Your Light mix show. And join me on the 29th for the first edition of Mind, Body, and Soul with Dr. LaHood. Everybody, we're going to roll out of here like we always roll out of here. And that's with How Great Thou Art by Society Hill Music. Everyone, peace, love, and blessings. And I will see you on the 29th.